The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It is day 8 on the 40-Day Health Challenge. Colm Hayes thought that he was getting to go home earlier on, but yeah. Nope, I've dragged you back, Colm. How are you doing?
Not doing too bad.
Yeah. The big thing for you now, you love your glass of wine in the evening, and as you said to Sophie, the dietitian on the 40-Day Health Challenge, it's a fruit-based drink.
Well, it definitely is. I was always told that. So it's day 7, but it's day 13.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm doing dry January, because you sort of set yourself up for a fall then. But I'm 13 days without having a glass of wine or any alcohol.
And how have you found? Have you found that it's, you know, you're feeling a bit better?
Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The energy levels that you get, you just feel better. And I think your skin looks better as well. I follow people on TikTok and Instagram, and they all say, oh, the benefits. They are true.
But do you know I don't drink, Colm?
No, I know that.
I don't drink at all.
Yeah.
And I realised these benefits about 10 years ago.
When did you give up? 10 years
about
ago?
About 10 years ago. I had one unfortunate night out.
Right.
That killed me.
A few of those.
That killed me for the longest time. I think it was about a 4-day hangover.
So you didn't
go, and I just said no.
You didn't go, do you know what, I won't drink for 2 weeks. You just went,
oh, cold turkey. Now, occasionally, if I'm at a wedding or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, it wouldn't be generally part. And I have to say, I got my weekends back.
There you go.
Do you know the way?
You know the benefits, yeah.
So you feel kind of, your head feels clearer.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Up early.
And I only drink wine. I don't drink anything else.
Yeah.
Only drink red wine. But that doesn't matter. It's still alcohol. So the benefits are brilliant. And obviously the benefits then for doing the 40-Day Health Challenge and not having that is brilliant as well.
Yeah.
So it means that you are much more cognizant in your head of what you're doing. You'll get up and do the physical challenges. You'll get up and do the dinners in the evening.
Uh-huh.
You'll get up and do the planning. All of that.
Yeah. Can I ask, actually, Colm, you know the way people like a bit of cheese with their wine? Would you have been one of these people?
No.
Just the fruit-based drink by itself.
No, I did have a sweet tooth, but not terrible sweet tooth.
Yeah.
But no, I just used, I mean, it just became a habit.
Okay.
Just became a habit. As I've said, and I've on Instagram, I'll take a glass now of non-alcoholic wine.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mind it. There's
Do
one
you feel like you're kind of having it?
It's just, if you're sitting in the evening watching television, for many years have I sat there with a glass of wine in front of me.
Yeah.
So all I've done is replace it with this.
It's like meet my tea.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
So I've just replaced it and it's fine. And I'm not going to say I'm not, fall before the end of January, because it's my birthday. But that's fine.
Better mark this down?
It's the 28th, so it's close enough to the end, you know?
Yeah,
so if I get to 28, I'm sure I'll get to...
Now, I heard you on this morning saying that you've a bit of a problem with your ankle.
Yes, I've had a problem for years, and now it's getting worse. And I've had an x-ray, and I'm going to the doctor later today. And I don't know what it is, but I was in the gym. Now, resistance training and stuff like that, but walking, and then I started jogging yesterday.
And my right ankle
was really sore.
Right.
So it's a terrible time to have a bad ankle and start the 40-Day Health Challenge.
I think that it's just something that happens. Whenever you decide you're going to do exercise, something happens. Your leg is sore, you have a bad back or whatever. But you got your results, week one.
Got the results, and down 2 pounds in weight-wise. But just to emphasise, it's not all about weight.
Nope.
It's about the full circle of nutrition, mental health, physical health. Got also the
metabolic age.
Didn't get that.
Did you not?
No, I didn't get that.
Okay.
The other thing, which is the...
Visceral fat.
Visceral fat.
Yes.
Visceral fat. So mine was quite high, and it's down 1 point.
Okay. You're down to 18 and you were 19.
No, I was 18 and I'm down to 17, I thought.
I think you were 19 and you're down to 18.
Okay, maybe.
And the ideal is 13.
If you're 13... You're Charlie
so
Happy Pants.
So if you
pants.
Can drop 1 point in a week.
If I can drop a point
imagine
every week by the end.
Do.
Yeah, I'm Charlie Happy Pants.
Fantastic.
And everyone else on the group that I was sitting in with, and that was Sheena, Caroline and Trish, everyone else got positive results as well, which is a real buzz for the first week. It's like high-fiving.
I love this great camaraderie between all the challengers.
There is, in fairness. Yeah. There is. And they are brilliant and they've all really embraced it. So everyone's really got involved with it. Almost to the extent that I feel I need to up my game.
Yeah, well, not to put pressure on, but just saying.
I know. I totally.
Can I tell you, while I was there waiting for you to come
out of
your film, I hopped onto that, the scales that you use, that gives you your full body composition. I was 15 years older. My metabolic age, 15 years older. So... think I need to do something myself.
I think originally I was about 14, 15 years old. I think everybody, unless you are Carl Henry, right?
Yeah.
Carl Henry's metabolic age, by the way, is 17. So unless you're Carl...
And he looks about 15.
So unless you're Carl Henry, I think everyone's metabolic age is over the what their actual real age is. And that's a real push to just... you know, take control of that.
Great.
You know?
Well, congratulations so far.
You're
doing great.
We're doing.
And the next episode can be viewed on 40dayhealthchallenge.ie tomorrow from 1 o'clock. You can watch it there online. It's all over social as well. No doubt you're going to be talking more about this tomorrow morning with Lucy.
Yeah. There's a big thing in the video just to say as well, or when it drops, it's about the why, which is really important.
Yes.
So they went down through all the groups to just say, be really honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this? So we were all very honest.
Okay. So make sure to check that out. Thanks so much, Callum.
Alrighty.
Back in the morning.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, 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 fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.